Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top story, Mayor Johnson today offering his first public comments about the killing of police officer Louise Wesca and an apparent carjacking over the weekend. WBBM's political editor Craig Dullimore with the story.
At an unrelated event, Mayor Johnson expressed his condolences and decried what he called the heinous violence that continues to cause tremendous grief and turmoil. The mayor was asked why he did not appear with Police Superintendent Larry Snelling when the murder of Officer Luis Huesca was announced. Some other officers have been commenting on that. The mayor says he was with members of the family.
To see one of our fallen officers' body lay as the family was preparing to go into the morgue, it's one of the most difficult things that I've ever done. I show up every single day for the people of Chicago. And I know the people know that. And I know the family knows that. I spend time with the family, because that's what a mayor does.
Mayor Johnson says his administration is trying to address the violence and its root causes. At City Hall, Craig Dullimore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Ahead of the first night of Passover, protests about Gaza have sparked safety concerns in New York. Now WBBM's Nancy Hardy tells us at Northwestern, the Jewish campus group is working to foster a safe environment there.
Executive Director of Northwestern Hillel Michael Simon expects about 200 Jewish students at two nights of Seders.
We feel very connected. We feel like we have great support, and we'll make sure we do everything to make sure our students feel safe.
He says the attacks on October 7th and the war in Gaza have raised all kinds of emotions.
Within individual people, there are a lot of feelings about what is happening. It's really important that we look first and foremost to what brings us together, ways that we are united and connected.
He's hopeful the peaceful nature of protests at Northwestern continues. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Your local grocery store could soon wind up on the market.
Back in September, Kroger, the parent company of Mariano's and Food for Less stores, and Albertsons, which owns Jewel Osco locations, agreed to sell more than 400 of their stores to CNS Wholesale Grocers as part of a nearly $25 billion merger. However, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission sued earlier this year in hopes of blocking the deal and claimed it would cost consumers more and pay workers less. In hopes of easing some of those concerns, the two companies now plan to sell more stores across the nation. The original estimate in Illinois was 14. That is now up to 35. Leaders have promised no Jewel Osco or Mariano's locations will close and no workers will be laid off. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A child is accused of stealing a vehicle, then crashing into a retention pond in northern Indiana.
A family member reported a vehicle stolen from their home in South Bend just before 7:30 a.m.
Kind of around the same time, we were getting a lot of calls regarding a vehicle that was driving recklessly down one of our main streets.
Ashley Ochap is director of communications for the South Bend Police Department and says a 10-year-old boy behind the wheel struck another vehicle and a mailbox before driving out of city limits and into St. Joseph County.
One of our officers attempted to make a traffic stop. The driver did stop for a short amount of time, but then continued on into the grassy area of a church/school.
That's when the boy drove the car into a retention pond and suffered minor injuries. The crash is now under investigation. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
For the second straight day, there's been a security response at the Illinois State Capitol building. Illinois Secretary of State Alexis Janulius says the Capitol was evacuated today after a threatening 911 call. Yesterday, the Capitol was also locked down after a bomb threat.
A man's in custody for allegedly pushing someone down the stairs at a CTA station this morning.
Chicago police say they arrested a man for pushing a security guard down two flights of stairs. It happened just before 2:30 a.m. at the Grand Red Line station. Police say the man was trying to jump the turnstile before pushing the guard down the stairs. The guard was not injured. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A woman is dead, two children hospitalized after an overnight crash in the South Deering neighborhood on the far south side.
It happened just after 2:30 in the morning. A woman was driving her SUV westbound on 106th Street when she struck a pole. Chicago police say two children, a 5-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy, were ejected from the vehicle. Both were taken to an Indiana hospital by a man on the scene. Investigators say they have since been transferred to a Chicago hospital with serious injuries. Police say the woman was pronounced dead on the scene and CPD detectives are investigating. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Johnson joined federal and airline partners at O'Hare to break ground on a $300 million Elevate T3 project. It's an investment in the airport's aging terminal, supported by a $90 million grant from President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. It will include upgrading customer amenities, security screening, airport operations, and expanding accessibility for passengers with disabilities.
Chicago's Museum of Contemporary Art is debuting a new bilingual family program to the Little Village neighborhood this weekend. The first of its kind Day of the Children program will be at Saucedo Elementary School and feature local vendors, arts, and performances. MCA Deputy Director Gwendolyn Perry Davis says it's a way to connect to kids and parents outside of the museum.
As we look at our attendance, people who are coming to visit the museum, and we're looking at zip codes, we see that there is a gap between people who are coming from Little Village to the Little Village community, surrounding communities, to the MCA. So that made it a natural decision to partner with that community.
There will be two floors of activities, food, music, art making, and demonstrations. The event is Saturday, and it will be free from 11 to 2. Perry Davis hopes the festival will encourage more neighbors from the Little Village neighborhood to eventually come visit the museum downtown.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.